We are live from the lounge. We are live from the lounge at Tanea.
The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hey, people from everywhere in America. I am calling in live, hosting live from the lounge at Tanea. I'm here with my best friend, Bridget, and we are with my very good friend, Kyle. We have KZ on the line. Kyle and KZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are we doing tonight?
Good. KZ, we got you? Well, no, probably not, because KZ's probably on hold because I'm crazy. Let me see if I can get him off the hold. No, he's still on hold.
How you doing?
KZ, are you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes,
okay.
How you doing?
Okay. Hi, KZ. Welcome to the show. Man, don't put us on mute. All right. we're here from the lounge. We're advertising live. And tonight, I just want to say that I am going to order chicken wings because it's my cheat day. I just want people to know that. Bridget, the Lodge Taverns, and we are actually, we're at 5717 Sky Point Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. They have, and listen to this, people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these. But you know where the best one is? It's where Bridget Newell is. That's my BFF, okay? So she is a beautiful blonde. She is a fitness, she is another Kyle. She's another fitness model person. She's done gymnastics. She is beautiful, and she is only, Bridget, you're 39? Bridget is only 39, but looks a day at 42? Sorry, I was lying, and Bridget only looks a day like about 25. It's disgusting. She makes me mad. All right, so we're going to not be angry with my BFF. Okay, so we have my favorite person who's online. They're just listening. I just want to say hi to them, 214. How you doing? All right, here we go. So tonight we are talking about fitness. We are talking, I want everybody to know that my friend Kyle Vogel is our host for Wednesday. He is the main squeeze. He is handsome. I'm just going to say sexy because I only associate with sexy people because I know KZ is sexy too. KZ, I haven't met you, but I hear it in your voice.
Thank you, man.
I just only do sexy. I think that... I'm just saying. So anyway, I just want you to know Kyle Vogel has a great story. He's going to be sharing that story for us in the future. He's already shared it once, but he is back. He is live, and he's with us. Kyle, what do you have to say, man? What do you got going on? And Kyle, how many times I told you to stop calling me yes, ma'am? This boy is
okay.
Just proper.
I'm
love
sorry,
his mama.
It's the Southern attitude that I have. Well, a lot of things are going on. There's so many things going on here in Chicago. People are missing out. Spring's coming, first off, so I'm breaking out the motorcycle. I mean, it's a perfect time of year to start riding into the city. Parking's so much cheaper. It's easier to get around on the bike. But what's going on is, you know, I've been training clients, obviously. That's my main focus. I'm a personal trainer, so I've been training clients in Vernon Hills. I've also picked up some more time in the Park District there, too. I really like helping out adult fitness members, people that are age 65 and up. So getting people into a healthier lifestyle that, you know, they're having trouble getting around and whatnot. I get them motivated, give them a purpose why they're there to exercise. And it makes them stronger. It makes them want to get better, want to see improvements in their bodies. And then they're realizing, hey, I can carry all the groceries into the house in one fell swoop. And it's, you know, it's easy. Life's better.
All right.
But then other than that, I've been working on a supplement company as always, Under Construction Labs. Is the company's name. You can look us up at underconstructionlabs.com. We sell a full array of sports supplements for pre-exercise, fat loss, which is the big thing going on right now with summer approaching very fast. So I got a lot of people training all in high gear for beach season.
Really?
And modeling. Modeling's going really great, too. I got to talk about that, right?
How are you?
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Kyle, let's talk about modeling.
Modeling.
KZ, do you model, KZ?
Yes.
KZ models. Casey, okay, we're going to stop for a second, and we want you to tell us what kind of modeling you do. This is too funny. Go ahead,
you know,
Casey.
I've been known to take a couple of city pics from time to time, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Casey, you're just too funny. Okay, so tonight we're going to start off with some quotes, and this is really funny because I love fitness. Like I said, let me tell you guys a little bit about me. I'm Sabrina Williams. I'm the host. It's called Conversations with a Diva. The reason I started this radio because I work for social service, but I love social issues. And I have to say I love exercise. 2 years ago, almost 2.5 years ago, I was in a really bad domestic violence rate relationship. I was held heavy at 350. I could never lose weight. If I tried to lose weight, it was really not a good thing. So after I got out of the marriage, what I did is I find the best
way to lose weight is to Nicole Richie, a.k.a. smoke crack.
Hey, that's the truth. Well, you know what? I sort of kind of stayed away from the crack. I decided that wasn't my option for me because it wasn't purple enough. So what I did is I got a trainer, which we're going to say thank you to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Bongiorno, for being one of our great sponsors, who is one of the best trainers in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Danny has helped me. Kyle, how you talk about helping your clients just be able to move around?
Yes.
Okay, well, I couldn't even barely move. I could barely walk. But when Danny asked me to go and just try to walk on a treadmill, I swear I thought I saw Jesus, all the angels, and I could have swore I saw some chitlins and some greens in heaven. I swear to God, I was dying. I needed a paramedic.
Oh,
I needed a paramedic. I was done. We went on like that for about, I think for about 6 weeks. I was getting better. I could go minutes. Now, Kyle, now, Casey, guess what? The Diva runs on the treadmill. I can get up to 4.1 miles running. I run. I do. And there's some girls
Damn.
That are smaller than me in the gym, but I be running, okay? I run. I mean, I have a little limp because of just deformities when I was a kid, but I run. You know what the thing is, though, interesting, is I learned that through exercise with the help of my trainer, Kyle, and you can attest to this, a trainer is not just a trainer. It's not like, oh, my God, you're a trainer. Here, come train me with weights or train me to exercise. A trainer, he has to be a drill sergeant at times. He has to be compassionate. He has to be a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be a friend. Talk about that, Kyle.
Yeah, you really have to be able to develop all aspects. You're not only are you a trainer, so yeah, your purpose is to, you know, whatever the goal in mind that the customer has, you have to try to fulfill it. So yes, you're the trainer. You devise the program, but then you also
Kyle.
Have to accommodate depending on every individual because some people have different goals.
It.
Some people are trying to lose weight. Some people are trying to gain weight. I mean, some people are lost with what they've been going through in life. So yes, you are a counselor. You have to have, you know, almost psychological training. So that's what I did. You know, I went to master's school so that way I could have the psychological, I can know the psychological aspect to exercise, why people are there, the intrinsic, the extrinsic factors, why people have motivation to exercise. And then you finally break down people and you really get to become friends at a personal level and you divulge all your deepest, darkest secrets and everything that's going on with each other. So it's a really awesome situation to be in it because you're almost like, it's almost like you're a therapist in a way as well. I mean, you're helping people not only on the external, but you're helping them on the internal as well. You're helping them fix their minds and their bodies together.
Exactly. KZ, what were you going to say, my dear?
I was going to ask, what would he do in regards to those individuals who actually start a program and then midway in the program of exercising and dieting completely just go cold turkey and stop?
Yeah, see, that's our thing. You need people need motivation. They need goals in mind. And when they're like, a lot of people quit after they're set a training program. It's because the goals are sometimes too high, or they have, you know, very unrealistic expectations of what's going to happen. Because, you know, think of it this way: when people are trying to lose weight, you know, the weight doesn't exactly come on like overnight, does it? No, it comes on over time, and it you lose it the same exact way. You lose it over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that's one of the main things is people need to be very patient, and a lot of people aren't patient. They want to see the results now. They see the latest fat loss product out there, and like, oh, I got to take it. It's going to help me lose weight, or you know, liposuction. That's the answer because that's going to fix everything, or lap band surgery. That's just going to fix everything. Well, no. You have to change your lifestyle as well. And people, I mean, people, like I said, they lose motivation very quickly. To get involved into a routine, it takes a good 6 weeks. Studies have shown this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You have 6 solid weeks of a program to get attached to it and fall in love with it. And then instead of it being something that's, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, so I'm so pessimistic about it. I have to go train. It's going to be horrible. My fat cells are going to cry all day. No, I mean, they start looking at it as a very positive thing. They start thinking, oh, wait, my fat cells
are going to cry.
I'm going to lose them every day.
Kyle, you know what? I don't need you to stop that. That is just enough. Stop.
Well, I just want to take a pill that's going to solve everything. It's going to get me sexy. Just one pill, get me sexy.
One day,
give me sexy pill. Give me sexy pill.
KZ, I want to need you to stop with that. You know what? We have my most handsome, most beautiful, most smart, the most beast body child I've ever, or young man I've ever seen. We have Elijah DeVille on the phone. Hello, Elijah. How are you?
Mom, did you just call me beautiful?
Sorry, handsome.
Yes, you did.
But you are beautiful.
Well, thanks,
you have a beast body. You are handsome, beautiful. You know what? I have to get an AK assault weapon to keep those women off of you, Eli. Come on now, man. Come on.
I'm just working,
Mom.
I'm not anywhere
just working.
I'm not anywhere just
All right. So, gentlemen, this is my son, Eli, KZ, Kyle, you know Eli. So we're going to go to a quote right now. This is by Kim Kardashian. If I don't feel confident about my body, I'm not going to sit at home and feel sorry for myself and not do something about it. It's all about taking action and not being lazy. So you do the work, whether it's fitness or whatever. It's about getting motivated yourself and just doing it. Get your lazy butt up. Okay, I added it, just get your lazy butt up. People don't call Kim Kardashian and say she said that. I said that. Let me tell you something. Exercise is not easy. I give my trainer hell every day. He always has to say to me, this is not the diva hour, Sabrina. You know what? He has to talk to me about coming in there with my makeup, with my clothes. I work out, but I like to look good. But he always has to say, it's not the diva hour. You're here to work it out. And you know what? People, exercise is not easy. But I can tell you today, I can actually say I love exercise because you know what? I can actually see results. I can see curves. And let me tell you, people, what I love about my body, the best part I love my butt and my hips. Yes, I did say that. I love my butt and my hips. Kyle, what do you got to say? What do you got to say, man?
You got to love a little junk. I do.
Yeah. Okay. You must have been taking some of my Get Me Sexy pills.
Okay, I was. Work it, boys, work it. That's what I'm saying. I have to really say, I didn't think my trainer, let me tell you, I hope he's not listening. Because, you know, sometimes I give him so much heck, but this man actually, no, I don't want his head to get big. He actually knows what he's doing. He actually can train you. This man has curved me out where I'm 50, but I probably look like I'm about 40. I look good. I make 50 look good, gentlemen. I'm just saying. You know what? My trainer is the best of the best. I love him. Anyway, I just want to say that. So, Kyle, let's talk about people. I read this article, Four Science-Backed Ways to Motivate Yourself to Work Out, okay?
Okay.
This is what they said. One, give yourself a real reward. Kyle, I keep trying to get The Rock, but he won't come over and talk to me. I'm just saying, that's a real reward for me. But okay, let me be serious. You know what the real reward for me, Kyle, is? I buy clothes that are smaller, and I work to get in them, and then I'm really good. You guys, I want you to come. Somebody, this is my BFF. Let me take it off, though. This is Bridget. Hold on. Bridget, help me out here because I'm just retarded. Can you guys hear me? Because I'm retarded. You know what I'll do? I'll do this. Let me go to the phone. Guys, say hello to Bridget Newell.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
How are you
guys? Newell. Is at the Lodge Tavern. Bridget, tell us where you're at.
Where the Lodge is at.
And the diva's actually being good. She hasn't ate any fried chicken wings yet. But I'm going to eat them today. This is my cheat day, people. Yes, it is. Eli, so don't be telling on me. I'm going to cheat. But you know what? You want to know a beautiful person that's one of the best athletes ever. Bridget, tell them about yourself. Tell them what a great athlete you are.
I'm not going to say I'm a great athlete.
Yes, you are. Okay, you know what? You're having an argument as BFFs on the radio. Can you believe this, people? Can you believe this? This is only what best friends do. Really? Bridget, I'm looking at her like I'm going to whoop her.
Which she usually does.
Okay, usually the other way around. Actually, I'm black. Everybody knows that, just so you people didn't know. Bridget's white, and Bridget actually is more tougher than me. I'm scared of my own shadow, and if I was to go into an alley, I would take Bridget. Bridget actually, this girl has a body that rocks, okay? She has been, at least tell them about you being a gymnast and being one of the best fitness moms that there ever was. Come on now.
Well, I was an elite gymnast, and I've done many magazines and compete in fitness.
Mm-hmm. And she has beautiful blonde hair. I'm trying to get her to get me my hair done like that, but she's not buying it. Okay. I'm not. She's not. Gentlemen, we need help to talk to her. Kyle, can you talk to her for me?
You guys vote.
Absolutely.
Thank you. She'll come back later. But you guys, if you're in Las Vegas, I need you to visit the Lodge Taverns. We are at the one on, let me get it. 5717 Sky Point. So you guys visit. All right. Now we're gonna come back to the diva being with her headphones on. But you know what, Kyle? The first thing they said on the thing I was talking about, they said give yourself a reward. You know, you need a reward. What do you think about that? Both of you guys, KZ, Eli, what do you guys think about giving yourself a reward as you're working out?
I think that's really good. Most girls should actually choose a reward of wearing leggings, because if they actually use that as a reward, they'll want to actually, you know, feel and look good when they put those leggings on, and I think that's something they can strive for.
Leggings, I love it. Hey, okay, Kyle.
My personal reward, it's food, honestly, for me. That's what it is. Like,
amen.
When I get a great workout in, I go, oh, you know what? I can go get some frozen yogurt after my workout because, yes, I need that sugar right now because my body wants
Kyle,
to just keep
Kyle.
The growth hormone levels. And then I'll eat my protein shake
frozen
and then I'll
yogurt.
Have a clean diet the rest of the day.
Frozen yogurt, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He is too cool. Well, he is too good for me. Oh, my God. Eli, if you say vegetables, I'm going to kill you. Eli, what do you got?
Well, you got to make sure that working out stays fun. If you don't have a goal or a reward in mind. Some people do cheat meals. Some people, you know, expose themselves to other people unattainably, sadly. But if you don't have a goal in mind or a reward, there's no point in working out. So, yeah, I think that every time you work out, you should have a goal or a reward.
Absolutely.
Okay.
A lot of the times people have motivation towards, you know, doctor's instructions. Sometimes, like, negative, they have negative health impacts going on. So they have to cure it.
Oh.
They have to help, you know, cure a disease or, you know, maybe prevent it from, you know, increasing any further than what it's gone. So that's a reward in itself, just your health.
And you know what? Let me testify that, because when I was 350, now I'm down in weight. I'm not going to say, but I'm in my about 212 to 185 to 212, only because I've been lifting weights and I was told that,
I have a 30-inch waist now, and I weigh more than you do, so you can stop saying things.
Shut up, child. Anyway, yes, people, I didn't hit him, so I'm not child abuse. Don't call CPS. But you know what? What was I talking about? Eli, you distracted me. Oh, I don't take glucophage anymore, which is a diabetic medication. My sugar levels are maintained by exercise and watching my eating. Today is a cheat day, but most of the days I have salads for breakfast. I eat a heavier breakfast and work my way down to a lighter dinner.
Yeah.
I do not only take high blood pressure because I've taken the medication glucophage, and they want to protect my kidneys, but my blood pressure is extremely low. I do not take any medication for, I never have to take medication for cholesterol. and all of my numbers, I am very, very good. So you know what they say, that people never come off glucopage? Never say never. You can accomplish anything with a great trainer. And I just want to again say thank you to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Bongiorno, for helping me continue to achieve those goals. Kyle, you know what? When I told him that I was where I wanted to be, you know what he told me? Look, Diva, have lost your freaking mind. Stop it. You're not where your goals where you should be. You should want to achieve better. And that really actually hurt my feelings at first, but you know what? It made me think. Because I look good doesn't mean I'm in the best health. He said you can get healthier. And you know what? My goal is to get to a body fat level of 29%.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm
look at that.
34.
You achieved your short-term goal. Yeah, you achieved your short-term goal, and now you're going to reach that long-term goal now. You see it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So now you can say you can't put a price on your health because you've gotten off all those medications. You're not spending that money on that. You could spend your money on other things, on high-quality foods, on enjoying your years. Look at that.
Yeah, and actually going to Nordstrom's and shopping, just so people know.
Ooh, yeah, shopping, that's right.
Jay-Z, what do you got to say for us, man?
I think that's a really good idea to have, multiple short-term goals to actually lead to one ultimately complete long-term goal. And then you'll have a better sense of achievement once you complete those goals.
Mm-hmm. And the next thing that this thing says is sign a commitment contract. I was opposed to that until I saw this today, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm actually going to ask my trainer on Friday to sign a commitment goal, and one of us is going to get paid. One is either the person who fulfills the contract or the person who's training the contract person. And, you know, I like that because it makes you responsible. What do you guys think? Eli, everybody, what do you guys think?
I really like that, actually. That's a great idea because not only does it holds both people accountable. It holds the trainer accountable to be there in the session, paying attention to what they're doing, and really forcing you to work as hard as you can to achieve that goal. And then if that person is doing everything outside of training with their diet and with their other exercises they may be needing to do, then there's no excuse to ever fail. That's awesome.
Eli, what do you think?
Exactly. Kyle hit it on the point.
He really did. Perfectly said.
It says we can make promises to ourselves all day long, but research shows we're more likely to follow through with pledges when we make in front of friends. You can put an ante even more by signing a contract agreeing to pay a pal $20 every time you skip pilot. For me, that would be a skipping exercise because my trainer has to really work with me on this because there's the days I get in the moods where I think I look really good, and I'm just not in a good mood to work out, and I'll skip, and I'll come up with some crazy reason why I can't work out. I think, but I don't want to be paying him. That's not right. I think I better be signing this contract, so I'll stay there. Another thing it says, rethink positive thinking. Devotees of positive thinking have long promoted visualizing the benefits of a behavior as motivational strategies. For example, when I'm deciding whether to get out of bed to go running in the morning, it helps to imagine how the sun will fill on my face as I'm running across the reservoir. This is taken from dailyburn.com, live fitness workout motivation. Eli, I heard a little murmur. What was that? What do you think, Eli?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, so we just I think you have to rethink positive because I used to always think that when I was first training, I couldn't see the results for probably the first year because of my self-image and self-esteem. And I think, Kyle, you can address that it takes a lot to motivate a client to get away from the negative self-image and just start to see the slow change. And once I did that, I was able to rethink what I was doing. What do you think?
I completely agree because, like, I've even experienced that myself. When I was 17 years old, I was 220 pounds, 5'6". I was like a tugboat in high school, essentially, compared to all the other kids. And then I just, you know, I saw that negative self-image, and I realized I need to do something about it. And, that doesn't go away. I mean, still to this day, sometimes I think I'm that 17-year-old kid stuck in that body. But then I look at myself in the mirror, and I go, wow. Look what you have accomplished in 10 years. You have lost so much body fat. You've gained muscle. You've been through hell and back with, you know, situations with injuries and whatnot, but you still look great, and you can feel great about it too.
Exactly. And I think that's the one thing that we have to remember is that, you know what, God has our back. Who, you guys, when you guys are not talking, make sure you put your phones on mute. When God has our back and he wants what's best for us, and I'm going to actually be honest, I go back to the Bible on this one. If you look at the diet that the biblical people ate, yes, they ate meat, and yes, they ate vegetables, but they did a lot of clean eating. I mean, they really did. They didn't have all this fried stuff. Nothing's wrong with fried food, but it has to be in moderation. But they didn't have all that fried food. They didn't have all of the things that we have, and they did really good. So sometimes you have to remember, you know, rethinking about where our ancestors came from and what they did. The next one is, Eli, you're going to like this one. It says, get paid. Still struggling? Maybe time to turn cold, hard cash. Because, hey, money talks. Looking at monetary incentives. And it gave a website that says you could actually go on to, what did it say? Check out the app. It's called PACT, and there's people who will actually pay you to reach your goals. You know I'm going to try that. What do you think about that, Kyle?
That's cool. I've never heard of that. I need to get into this. I got a bodybuilding competition coming up in 11 weeks from now, so I got to make sure I reach that goal of being shredded down to like 2% body fat.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. 2%?
Well, yeah.
That's
one of my goals is
2%. Wow.
It's low. It's very low. You can't maintain that. I mean, nobody can unless you're all drugs and whatnot, like, you know, Clenbuterol or HGH or whatever it may be.
Yeah, you can tell me it.
I mean, I'd rather settle around 8% and just be happy there all the time, but I kind of sit around at about 10 to 12 usually, just enjoying my life.
All right, well.
I live by that 90-10 rule usually. 90% of the day is clean, the other 10%, I have a little bit of fun.
Okay, all right, okay. Now, we're going to
But I've reached most of my goals.
Change that to a week, Kyle. 90% of the week.
90% of the week, yeah, I'm clean. And then another 10%, I say, you know what? Let's have some ice cream.
Hey, yogurt, right. Kyle. Right. You already said yogurt.
You know what I mean. Yogurt, right. Ice cream, same thing.
No, it's not, Kyle.
What makes it hard is these McDonald's. Every morning I'm running, I run up into a McDonald's on every corner. It's hard to stick to your exercise program and diet when you're running and you're running into a McDonald's on every corner.
I need you to stop that. You don't have to go in a different way, Casey. Stop it already. Knock it off. Okay, so we're going to talk about there are people who are like super fitness models, like Kyle, like our friend Sonny, like Sharon, who are fitness models, and they do this all the time, and this is a lifestyle for them. Then there's the beginners where they're just now beginning. They went to the doctor, and the doctor said, hey, you got to get on an exercise program. This could make the matter of the difference between life and death. And then there's the people like me who are beyond that life and death. Now we've gotten to where we want to be, but we need to keep getting. So I am a middle of the road person, where I'm like a middle mediocre, and then there's advanced like Kyle. So Kyle, let's talk to the beginning person about exercise. What do they need to do?
Well, like we've already hit on already, we got to have goals, we got to have motivation set in place. So if it's fit into a dress that they used to wear 10 years ago, or being in shape enough to run a half marathon, find that. The next thing is a nutritional program. I mean, that's the first thing you want to get in place when you're a beginner, because you could spend all day in the gym, but if you're not eating right, you're not going to see those results happening. So that's the first thing I usually talk about on a consultation with beginners. We try to analyze, show me what you've been eating this last week or two. Write it all down, but whatever you put in your mouth, I want to see what it is, so that way I can critique it and show you where you can make the changes. And then I always provide very easy to follow, spreadsheets of foods that are good to eat, okay to eat, and things that you should absolutely stay away from. So that really helps them, you know, rationalize, okay, I'm putting cupcakes in my mouth. Oh, wow. No wonder I'm getting fat. Let's switch those cupcakes to brown rice, you know, instead. And that, you know, just one that little difference right there can make a huge change. And then, obviously, the next thing is decreasing calorie intake overall. Get on those healthy foods first. Understand that, okay, this is what I need to be eating. Then start to decrease that calorie intake so they're not thinking about it so much. And then they get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm eating all these, you know, farm-to-table foods or, you know, fresh foods, foods that our ancestors, more or less, you could say, were eating. And they start to love it, and they start to enjoy it, and realize that it feels so clean and happy, and your, you know, things just seem to get better with the quality of food that you eat. The next thing that I like to get involved in is, you know, getting a shorter goal in mind with amount of weight to lose per week. Because saying, you know, I'm going to lose 5 pounds a week, you know, that's one thing, but it's realizing that, okay, this is how many calories you need to burn, and this is how many calories you need to start decreasing your diet to achieve this goal. So I usually try to get people to go, okay, once we got your foods in place and you feel comfortable doing that, let's decrease your calorie intake by 500 a day. That's going to make you lose 1 pound a week right there. If you start exercising to burn 500 calories a day as well, that's 1,000 calories a day you're burning. So you're going to lose 2 pounds a week of fat that way. One pound of fat is 3,500 calories. That's a lot of calories, and people really don't realize that. That's a lot of work to put in. So it does take time. Simple protocol. That's another thing, too. So, you know, supplement protocol, take your multivitamin, make sure you're getting everything in. Fish oil is obviously good for your joints. A protein powder if you want to after your workouts, okay. But, I mean, if you want to go just eat your regular food, like, you know, chicken breasts with a sweet potato after the workout, that's absolutely perfect. That's one of the best post-workout meals you could ever have. Another thing, then, is incorporating both weight training and cardiovascular exercise into a program. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, if I'm going to be a beginner and I'm lifting weights, I'm just going to build muscle. I'm not going to lose body fat. Well, the body needs both. For every 1 pound of muscle, you're burning an extra 40 calories a day. So if you put on 10 pounds of muscle and take away 10 pounds of fat, you're burning an extra 400 calories a day alone. That's like two Twinkies, isn't it? Something like that. Anyway, we're not eating Twinkies. That's bad for us. Stay with those, okay, everybody? But strength training is very necessary. Strength training is going to be beneficial for gaining muscle, burning calories, and then adding your cardiovascular exercise is going to make you burn strictly fat calories. So roughly 2 to 3 days of each is perfect to do for anywhere from half an hour to an hour, the time frame. That's usually the most people you go for. But if you want to get quicker results, obviously you can do a little bit more exercise throughout the day for cardiovascular. But a lot of research does show that if you do cardiovascular exercise for more than 25 minutes a day of cardiovascular, you're actually burning more muscle tissue than you are gaining. I kind of went on a rant there. Anybody got any words? Hello?
Well said, Kyle. from a beginner standpoint, I think that's an excellent start for somebody.
Cool. Thank you.
What a lot of people don't understand is it's a lot easier than you think. It's simple, simple changes in diet. It's a simple thing. Just replacing. Just like instead of going for a sugary item, go for a fruit. Instead of in taking all of these breads, replace it with vegetables. There's a lot of simple things you can do, and then incorporating exercise helps a lot too. What a lot of people think is that you have to exercise 1,000 hours a week and a diet aside. It's actually the opposite. Your diet is 100 times more important than anything you do in the gym. Because what you're doing in the gym is you're basically chiseling a wall. But if you have a bad diet, you're just filling in the hole that you've just created. So just simple things in the diet, you know, just saying simple things. You know, there's a lot of sites you can look on for beginners that help you out 1,000%. Because every little change you do, it adds up. Just like every bad thing you do, it adds up.
I love
all right,
that.
Guys,
awesome.
Real quick, we're going to thank you, Eli. Thank you, Kyle. We're going to go to a commercial. And we want to say, when you laugh, when you have fun, when you just want to just laughter is medicine, it's good for a soul, we're going to think of Kush Comedy Cafe, Miss Latrice Cole, who has brought us some very fantastic comedians such as KZ. And we want to thank Kush Comedy Cafe. Kush Comedy Cafe for being here for us. We love them. Right, KZ? I think KZ, has us on mute. Okay, that's okay. We're going to talk about him now. Because he's probably Did you run
I'm
to
sorry.
McDonald's? Stop it. Did you run to McDonald's? Did you run to
Apple
pies. Apple pies. Back away from him, man. KZ, real quick, because you have been so awesome and had some really good something that was funny. Now, let me tell you. So a lady goes to the doctor. She says, "Doctor, I have a hard time losing weight. And, there's a lot of Twinkies in my house and potato chips." KZ, what do you have to say to her?
You know. Well, it's really not too much you can really say to someone with that type of motivation. Because they're really going to do what they want to do anyway. You can say, "Hey, don't eat this, don't eat that." And then they're going to go in their room and pull out snacks out of their junk drawer, you know. So it's always going to be that cheat, that cheat mentality when someone doesn't have it on their mind or on their heart and determination to want to do what they got to do, you know. And big people always got a snack draw anyway, so that's the first step, to get rid of that snack draw.
You know what? That is so true. I want to point out that you can find Next Level Fitness and Tennis. You can talk to Coach Danny Bongiorno at 702-303-3765. If you want to look like the diva, and no, people, don't be saying the diva just looks good. She looks hot and sexy. She's like probably the sexiest thing that is walking in Las Vegas. You want to look good. You want a certified professional training in your own home, park, office, or the gym. We bring the equipment. You get results. High energy coaching for players of all ages in case you want to play tennis. And let me just point out, don't play tennis with Coach Danny Bongiorno because he takes it seriously. He's like you're playing a professional, man. He will nail you with the ball. He does hate to lose, but he's a great, great coach. He's a great mentor. He is awesome. What do you have to say about Coach Bongiorno, Eli?
I've been with him for a while, and I've been with him for a long time.
All right. Now, we want to also real quick point out to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. They have one of the greatest boxing matches coming up in El Paso, Texas. It's May 16th. It's called The Return of Joseph King H. Boko, former 3 world champion. He's stepping back in the ring after 14 years. You know what? It'd be like being in the ring with me. I'd be running and screaming. This man would be chasing me and beating me up. So you know what? It's like Brock Lesnar and WWE, and he is just – oh, sorry, Bridget. Bridget's over here. She is just the best server in the whole world. She is just bringing me my drink. I love her. Yes? Okay, you know what? We are advertising, and we're from the Lodge at Taverns, and we are here on what did I say we were? Goodness gracious. Have I been eating too much? I haven't even eaten yet, people. All right. Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, you know what? We want to thank Kyle Vogel. We want to thank KZ. We're not leaving quite yet in a few minutes, but I just want to say thank you to my friend Kyle for just being there for me. The Diva has went through some changes in the last couple of weeks, but Kyle has stood strong with her. Kyle is going to be our main squeeze because he is just so handsome, so sexy, and one of the best fitness models that I know. And he, okay, Kyle, the yogurt's got to go. But I'm just saying. Anyway, let me stop, Kyle. You know what? You're gonna have to help the Diva, Kyle. Kyle, sorry. Sorry, Kyle. I apologize.
You still haven't given me Kyle's number, Mom. I think you're holding out on me.
Kyle, he's calling me out on the radio. KZ, can you believe my own son is calling me on the radio? Does he want to see Jesus? Because he's calling his mama out on the radio. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I apologize.
Man.
Kyle, tell us about your company, about Under Construction. What can somebody, if they went to your website today, what would they find? What would they could they look for?
I'll tell you what. If they were to type in underconstructionlabs.com, they would find some of the best supplements on the market, actually. Now, what I used to do in college was a supplement that would buy, well, I did work at the same time, so I was able to see what was on the supplement market with all the products that are out there. So when they go to my website, they're going to see very professionally made products. All these products are researched. Every product that we utilize and every ingredient that we utilize has been used in a clinical human trial study, and we utilize that human study dosage as well in that. So you're getting the full-fledged dosage. You're not getting any little, you know, BB pellets thrown at the target, so to speak. You're getting cannonballs thrown at the target. So you're getting the highest quality, correct human dosage product out there on the market. There's only a couple companies that can even rival what we do, actually, out there. But what we do about it is we give it to you for half the price. So what we have is four products right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we try to keep it very simple for people. So we give them the product that is for the purpose. So we have a pre-workout, which is for, obviously, exercise and performance. We have a testosterone utilizer. Now, it's not a booster. It is a purely utilizer. What it does is it actually helps the body correctly utilize free testosterone, which is just sitting there kind of dormant in the body, actually transports it. So his body utilizes it correctly. The next product we have is our sleep enhancer that is called Blueprint, which helps into a deeper REM cycle, more REM cycles, so that with greater growth, better sleep, and more strength gains overall, and you actually lose fat and gain muscle. And the final product.
I need
product,
to buy DTF.
And yeah, the DTF is the product of all products. That is our fat burner and hormone protector, you could say. Now, what it does is it helps keep testosterone levels and estrogen levels right in check where they're supposed to be.
Oh, estrogen for the women. Thank you. Because I was like, that testosterone stuff got to go. Because I was getting jealous. Go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry.
I just made for the human body. It's made to help the body utilize testosterone correctly. So you use it for energy, burn fat, and building muscle, keeping that skin in check, and basically turning the body into a fat-burning machine. Utilizes fat-burning at the mitochondria, fat, the powerhouse of the cell, the oxygen-burning plate, where you fat calories, all molecular level. What our product does is those regions of the body, the internal fat, occurs within the fat cell itself.
All right. You know what? The Conversations with the Diva, once again, thank Kush Comedy Cafe for being Eli's telling me to mute my phone. He doesn't realize we are advertising the launch from taverns, and we just want to hear the noise. Eli, I need you to be quiet. Anyway, you know what? We are – just kidding, Eli. I'll mute my phone. Sorry. You know what? We want to thank the launch from – at the taverns for letting us advertise here today and go live from here. They have one of the best food menus. You can get ahi tuna that's seared with cabbage and wasabi. You can get chicken wings. You can get steak with broccoli. They have some of the greatest foods and a lot of appetizers you can share. We want to thank Kyle Vogel for coming on. We want to thank KZ from Kush Comedy Cafe. Thank you, Latrice. We want to thank Next Level Fitness and Tennis for being our sponsors and supporting Conversations with the Diva. Roy Jones Jr. Gym, they have the fight that's coming up in May. We want to, before we go out, we want to ask KZ to give us a couple of just something funny. KZ, why do you think that sometimes young why do you think that young men struggle with being men?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Why do you think that men, young men today, are struggling with just being young men?
I really blame females. You know, these females these days are so confused. You know, they go around complaining that they can't find a good man, and like we guys are only doing what we can, you know, like
$20 on there.
And we're only doing what we can, and when the females, you know, complain that they can't find a good man,
okay,
you know, I find that really disrespectful on their part, because most females these days in this generation would know a good man if Jesus came back.
Okay.
So, and
Okay. All right. I hear you.
That's true.
All right. KZ, where can we find you at?
You can find me on Facebook, Comedian KG, www.facebook.com/ComedianKG with a K. I'm on Instagram, Comedian KG. I have two upcoming major shows, 420 Kush Comedy Cafe, and another one in Dallas, Texas at Hyenas Comedy Club. Please feel free to come out and show your support for live comedy.
I will wear my stretch pants since those look sexy. How's that?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Kyle, where can everybody find you at?
They can find me on Facebook. It is facebook.com/KKFOGLE, KK Kyle, so it's Kyle Kurt Fogel. Model Mayhem is also KK Fogel. Is Under Construction Labs. They can also find me through email if they want to look me up and send me an email, FOG0845@yahoo.com. Otherwise, you know, just find me. I mean, if you type in Kyle Kurt Fogel on Facebook, it'll pop up first. I always do.
And you can find Sabrina Williams at Conversations with the Diva on Blog Talk Radio, WBDN Media. We want to thank you to WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for being my radio sponsor support system and one of the main supporters of the Diva. We want to thank Next Level Fitness and Tennis, Danny Bongiorno, for being our sponsor, being one of the greatest coaches there is, mentor and friend. We want to thank Ray Jones Jr. Gym for being one of the greatest gyms in Las Vegas and for helping the kids program and bringing kids from heavy to want to being superheroes. That's what I call them because they're great kids. Don't forget to follow Roy Jones Jr. Gym and the many great boxing opportunities they have coming up. Thank you to my guest, Kyle Fogel. He's not a guest. He's a host. He's a friend, and he's one of the greatest athletes I know. Thank you to Elisha DeVille for being on the show. Eli, where can everybody find you at?
Ask my mother.
Ask my mother. Yeah, if you're a LaQuisha, stay away. If you're a host, stay away. Eli will not be entertaining you. You can reach the mommy. She will be taking applications.
Hey, don't lie, Mom.
Grandchildren. You do have to have a college degree.
I want to work for Chippendale. Don't lie.
Okay, Eli, I want to need you to stop that. He does not
work.
Okay, I'm done with you, Eli. And I want to say hi to my lovely son, Solomon. I want to thank you to Bridget Newell for letting us advertise from the lodge at 10 a.m. And I want to just thank you to God for giving me this show. And I just thank you, everybody. I know that everybody goes through different struggles, but remember, laughter is medicine, and God is good. Thank you, guys. We want to say goodbye.
Thank you.
We're going
thank
to go
you.
On the speaker. Bridget is going to sign off for us from the lodge. Can you guys hear us? Oh, they can't hear us. Can you guys hear us now?
All
okay.
Right. Bye,
Bridget.
Everyone. Thank
bye.
You for joining her. Hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Have a good night.